Okay, let's say that. Fine. All right, so we are up to Yud Aleph. Did you have Yud Aleph? Kusin Tess. Stuff, you know, I don't know if you did Yud Aleph, just stuff in there. Kol Ksherim Litei Mayim Liyadayim. Someone else can pour the Tzitzit Yadayim for someone else. Afil Lecher Shot of a Kotam, even they don't have Das, but as long as they have an idea what they're doing. Obi Gilulim, the Nida, there's no problem with Tuma. A Goy can also do it. The Ikavan the Amar, the Kata, and the Pachos, the Ben, Shisha Dina Kakov. Let's say the kid is under six, and the Kakov, because he has no Das at all. There's different levels of Das, even on the Mechir Shot of a Kotam. It's not just like a clear, you know, in Cherish, there's a Cherish who, you know, can hear, who can talk, can't talk. There's different levels. It has different nafkaminas in different places in throughout Halacha. Katan as well, there's different ages. Probably in Choshen Mishpat, there's a certain age you can do a Kenyan, can't do a Kenyan, can't sell, buy and sell. There's different levels of Das, of a Katan and all these things. So the Ramah said that the Shita holds that the Katan who's under six is no Das. Therefore, that's not called Koch Gav. Koch Gav has a certain amount of Das. It's just like a Maisa Koch, that you train a monkey to do it. The Gross Cholok on this, and the Gross says that, what do you mean? He's a Gav. He'll look Gav from a Shaita. Shaita has no Das at all. As long as it's coming from a person, that's called Koch Gav. You don't need Das. You need a person pouring it. As opposed to something else, a monkey or something else that's not called Koch Gavra. So that's Sifim Beis in Makov. Notice finally Yadayim Yesh Poislim. Some say it's Pasi Yesh Mechirim. It's a Machogus of Akupanim because there is some sort of Koch. The Nirim Divrei Mikolachu Yesh Hachmir. Right? If your pet monkey comes wakes up in the morning to wash your hands, shouldn't let him do it. But yeah, so that's so the question is: it has to be a koach gavra from a person, or it has to be koach. That's as long as it's koach. It's all the lead to a person would program a robot or some sort of machine or something to go ahead and to do mitzvah sedayim. Would that be called maisa kof? Would that be called that would be called koach hadar? I think that goes back to also like something with electric pump. It sort of goes back to the fact that if the point is like Mashiach Matzah, if the fact is he hits his car, you call that his car that he was going it for, start to finish that the water was poured, so that could be called his car. And Yesh Lodim is it. It's not so poshut. I'm not even Yapsak. I'm giving ideas. I don't know. I'm sure if it came to be, people would start writing tshuvas about it. Or the question is, it's just like a kof. A kof is just like it's just you training to do a ma'isa. It could be it's a similar to the thing of a kof, which still be a machokis, so obviously you better not to. L'chachila, chavi ha'noitel l'natil ha'machsheres l'achila. The person should have kavana for until the day of achila. But kavana's noisei nami mo'el afil l'chachila, even if the guy's out of it, I don't know, whatever, guy's sick in the hospital bed, whatever it is, and you would do tzil sadaim for him, as long as you have kavana to go ahead and defer for achila. Afil shalok kivin ha'noitel klal. Hitvil yadav. Or let's say if someone come over who's not from, and you maybe wash your hands. Now what's that? Here, okay, I'll show you. Here, I'll wash for you. That would also work if you really want to do that. Hitvil yada v'mei mayam. That was on the hichos tvilas yadayim. If you toil your hands in mei mayam, afilo eimbo arbaim sa, also lo tvila. You don't have to do it twice, you do it once. You have a mayan, you stick your hand in the mayan, it's good. Kol shem eskasin yada v'mei vasacha. As long as it's deep enough, that you can stick your hand in one both hands in one shot. It's vilam b'mei mikvah. If you go to the mikvah nagid and you stick them in the mikvah, yesh arm shedino k'mayan. Some say it's in like a mayan. You don't need a barim saw. You just need even as long as it's not shuvim and you have a puddle. Let's say a puddle of rainwater in the ground. So you can stick your hands in it and do tefillas yadayim with it. Yesh arm shetzarech barim saw. Because it's Yosadayim, it's a kula, it's not tefillah sadam, so therefore, but the Ramah says, if you're going to do tefillah, you should have a barim sa, the chachila. If you're really stuck, then you can be savich on it, there's a big puddle, stick your hands in it, that's very bitty. If you have a running water, or Hilchos Mikvaos talks about there's a whole shiloh, whether a river is called Zorchalim or not, and can you be toibel in it? It depends, right? It depends when in the year. It's a very complex.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm upset. So it's a whole complicated sugya. Akupanin. So I don't know. The Torah hands in the river. Yesh la'ayin. It could be fair. It's a machlokes. I mean, the Tam holds it's okay. So it could be you can sumich on that because it's tilas la'ayin. But if you have, say you have water running down, it's raining, and being a big flood of water is running down the street, you stick your hand in it. Yesh me'er ba'im sa, even if it's a ba'im sa, all the water, not in this one spot, but all the water, you know, you're flowing downhill, like going down Ayalon, like if there's a decent amount of water, chor is a ba'im sa. Yesh li stopik im teilu behem yadav, whether that works, because the shayim is v'zeichlim, is there a chibur between all the water, or not, they say for tilas adayim, if you have nothing else, it's better than nothing. But again, if you do something on that, they usually say in these kulas, then you should do that and cover your hands. Abayim sal mayim shuvim shebekarka. If you have abayim sal mayim shuvim in a hole in the ground, l'arabamim matvilim behemes yadayim, l'arayvid matvilim, you can stick your hands in shuvim shim shichua kula. But if you went ahead and you poured water, you have a big kli, big bucket, and so you can't be toivel in that, and you couldn't do the tilas adayim. So if you have a hole in the ground and you pour the water on the ground 3 tefachim and it goes into the pit, then that's called hamshacha. That's going on the Rambam about tvilim behen yadayim. Lo yitol me'anar mayim biyado achas tia yado shenis. You can't stick your hand in one and in an hour and then take the water and pour it on the other, with your hand and put it on the other hand. She'en kanu latilo tvila. That doesn't work for either. You need two hands tvila or you need a kli. Yadu achas v'tvila, yadu achas v'tvila, yadu tahiris. That you can do if you stick one hand in and you see you have a kli and you take a kli and you pour it on the other hand, that works. Matzal yadav ein tzarech shtei pa'amim. You don't need to do it twice. Lo niguv, lo hagbiel. The other one we saw in the last simin, it says you should do niguv chachila because your hands are wet, and there are pesukim that hold even though it's not tameh, but you should do it. Amad v'yadav eno mevarech al tvilas yadayim. We don't make a brach of al tvilas yadayim. Ela al tvilas yadayim. Eish arimim shemevarech al tvilas yadayim. Al shtifas yadayim. There is a shita like that. V'chein iker. The Achronim say that really that we don't go like this for Ramah. The minig is to go like the Mechaber. You say Al Tzilas Yadayim, unless as you've made the brach, you made the brach. That brach is another bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says you can make the brach Al Tzilas Yadayim in a case where you can't do. It's possible for the tila. The cases where the water is gross, or the water, let's say it's snow. You stick your hands in snow. You can't do the tila in snow, but you can do Tzilas Yadayim in snow. So you can't, like, pouring a lump of snow in your hand is not going to work for a tefillah, but sticking your hand in the snow will work for a tefillah, so it could be there. If you said tefillah, you can say tefillah tzidayim if you really want to. Alright, kusamech. Naim, that's how the dinim of water. Mayim shenishtanu marehem. Water which the color has changed. Now, by mikvahs, it's like Gemara Makos talks about if something falls into the mikvah and changes the color, wine, things like that. The Gemara Machas asks, what if Tseva, Stam Tseva, falls in? So the Gemara over there seems to be Mekel by Mikvah. Here we're Taka Bachar, Tilas Yadayim, that even if you have colored water, so if you have food coloring, over there by Mikvah has to be, there has to be a different type of liquid which colors the water. Just a little bit, you drop a few drops of you make a nice red Mikvah, you know, food coloring, that doesn't make a difference by Mikvah, but it would make a difference by Tilas Yadayim. Whether something fell in or whether anything, if the color is different, it's possible. Or if you have a rusty cup and the water turns rusty, so it depends how rusty it gets. It also might be a problem. There's also a few other shilas. They discuss a little about soda. Can you use 7-Up to wash your hands? So l'chora, yeah, because there's no shinui mara. Even though sugar doesn't. We'll see later on in the simon that talks about different mashkim. It's basically water, some sugar, and and some, you know, artificial flavors. So that's, you could be totally dying with seltzer. Of course you could do seltzer. There's a discussion about what about, I remember when I was in New York, I know it still does, when you turn the water on, at least in Queens, I know there used to be, there was white water would come out. So could you be tabled with white water? So they say yes, if it clears up after a minute, that's not really a change in the color. It's just bubble, whatever it is, it's bubbles and it doesn't make a difference. If it's, or if it's a little bit of rusty water, that if you run the water for a second, the rust comes out, that's not real shinimara. It's only if the water is really, like, the color's not going to change. On its own.
You see those bottled water sometimes, it's yellow.
Right. Well, if it's normal like that, fine. It depends how dark it is and how whatever. That could be a difference. And if you have soap, let's say it happens often in tilted iron cups, on the dish soap falls in, so you have soap floating. L'chora soap is okay because it doesn't change. It just, like they said, the place you can bring down is there's like pieces of stuff in it. That's also okay. You can use that water. So soap, a few bubbles. I know it's not green for like you put a whole bunch of soap in, but a little few bubbles that's left when you wash the seal, so dining cup and there's some, you know, soap left, whatever, that lachar is okay to use as well. Also the mayim malacha o shashar behem pito. So if you use the water from malacha, or you soaked you dip your bread in it, a feel in the skavin lishros bekliz zeh menafel l'sheni, even if you meant to put the bread in this cup, it went into the other cup, you have the kavana psuli because malacha was done with it. Imtinein yain b'mayim, if you went ahead and used it to cool off wine, or sometimes you wanted to frost a chicken or something like that, so you put in a bag in water, or you use it to melt chocolate, things like that, psulim, so then those mayim psulim, because you did a malacha with it. Imidiach b'hem kelim psulim, you only use dishwater, you're it's a drought and whatever, so you want to be very machmir on it, that's psulim. Im hayu kelim mudachim or chadashim kshem. If you're just rinsing them off because I don't know, you feel it's like it just needs, you know, you feel like they're new and they should be rinsed off from the store. So that's kshem, not really dirty. That water's not din doing malach without water. Im hitzvil behem anachtom agluskim. If a baker dipped a roll in it, he carves lechem psulim. That may use malacham. If the baker sticks his hand in the water, tachmi agluskin, he uses it to knead the dough, whatever he puts on top, or he uses it to take water out. That water is not possible for chesam malacha. Because if he has flour in his hands and it turns all gooey and white, so that would be a problem. But if it's just clean water, it's not called malacha. Hadavik biyado, if it doesn't mishtan in the water, that's bidiach. That water is not tame. First of all, that water is not tame, because we're going to see that what we talk about, the fact that if you touch someone else's hands or whatever, water from the TLC daim, it's tame. That's only when they're doing the TLC daim. But that's where they say, okay, that water is tame. But for other people, stick their hands in water, that doesn't matame the water. If you're not trying to do the TLC daim, because their hands are tar. Just Chazal were geizer that before you touch food, you have to wash your hands because it could be their tummy. So at that time, they say, okay, your hands are tummy. So Bistam, he sticks his hands in to wash off a little shmutz. That doesn't time in the water. Mayim shilifnei anapach, and by the in front of the blacksmith, the bellows used to cool the iron in. Alavisha nishtanu mareim sulim. Those are possible. Nishya b'yidua, shenasu behem malacha, dahayna shekivu behem Habarzali, they cooled off the barzal. Shifnei asapar in nishtanu mareim psulim. That if, but in front of a barber, he has water there, dip his scissors, whatever it is, in to spray with, whatever. If there's nishtanu mareim because he uses it, it's psulim lav kshem. That's not malacha. That's not real malacha. It's just there to use to put on the hair, whatever it is. That's not possible.
So, like for example, by the Pesach Seder, when you wash your hands at the table, you wash your hands until you're out of water. Can you dump the water back in the cup?
No, so that we'll see. No, so that not. That we're going to see. So when you use until it's dying, it's possible. You can't use it. You can't do that. That you can't do.
But it's not tummy, right? Can you wash dishes? Can you wash fruit with it? What can you do?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's
what's gross, but I agree. But what could you do?
No, but that's, if you use it to wash... needed to wash for peiros, for karpas, so that is considered a tefillas yadayim. Even if it's not as chomor as whatever, but the Torah is considered for the tefillas yadayim, I don't think you can use it. In the Talmud, you can't use it for like you say, like throw it out. I don't know. But
I think the question is, does it have the same din as Maimachronim? And the answer is no, it doesn't.
Well,
Maimachronim,
I mean,
you're saying the water's not Talmud.
Talmud, I don't mean
it's not
Talmud. There's two things. One is, for instance, the tefillas yadayim in the morning, you have the water left over, that's how you should spill out, because that's like the sachana. Also by Mechronim, things like that. It's telling me you can't use it for the Tfilas Yadayim. You want to use it to wash your dishes? Well, you can. I don't know if there's a... we'll see. And I think you still think you should spill it out because of Tumah, but I don't know if it's... Here we're dealing with the Shaila Zetalmah, meaning it's a Talmah for Tfilas Yadayim, for to use for Tfilas Yadayim second time. Ma'ay Shasa Behem Mehem Tarnagolim O Shalakak Pirish Shtias Kelev Zikra Lakika Behem Kelev, that if an animal drank from the water... You know, a bird came by and drank from it, or a dog, or whatever. Yesh v'shapoyisel. Some say it's possible because it's like malacha being done with it. Ve'ein dvar v'nirin ela bein elu bein be'elu bein b'chol shar behem achayv. Oiv yesh lahachshir. Although the Mishnah brings down poskim who were machmir by a kelev or by a chaz or something like that, it's to make the water gross. If people wouldn't want to drink, use that water after an animal drank from it, then. Then that's also, that's because of most that they shouldn't use that water. A melacha poselos el b'mayim she'uvim. A melacha is only a problem mayim she'uvim. Like if you have a pit in the ground or whatever, it's from rainwater, and you do melacha with it, that's not possible. Bein shem v'kli, bein shem b'karka. V'lo b'mei mikva o b'mayim ba'oda m'chubarim, matter what, even if you did melacha mamish, it doesn't make a difference. Like if you buy a water mill or something, a water wheel or whatever, that water that comes off, you know, the malacha, but that's okay. If you have hot springs, you can use that to wash your hands. If you have chamin shayat zoledes, appears she calls your case of shetil nichla yemenu mehem. There are shittus to hold that you shouldn't use boiling hot water. Yad zoledes. So therefore, if you do only have boiling hot water, they say you should let it cool down a little bit. So it's not yad zoledes, even though it's going to be hard to wash because it's hot. But akhupalim. If you're in a rush and you can handle it, so fine. But the zopsul of hot water, they said yatzalos can be the same, but if it's just warm or hot, that's okay. Chamei Tveria, we're going to see the next tip. It's because it's also sulfur. The water is very sulfurous. I've never actually been there, but the water itself is not good water. Yachol lahatzul behenes yadayin. You can do tefila. Lo lito mehem bekli lo. You can't. You can't do tefillas yadayim with it. In himshich oisam be'eretz derech chavitz chutzim koyman. If you made a little thing in the ground and went to a different place, chutzim koyman mehivsikan meyamayan over, then you stopped up the back, made a little pool. In yesh behen shir mikva matvila behen yadayim. If you have 40 saw, great. Im ein behen shir mikva lo, then it doesn't work either. Im chavitz zem meimav mechubarim no meyamayan over cham. If it's still mechubar, the Rashi, you still shouldn't do tefillah because maybe you'll come to go ahead and do netilah with it. You can do it because it's because you're not going to come to. He holds we're not going there in this case. Tam pisul chamei tveri on the tefillah. What's the difference between the chamei tveri and chamei or? They should hey marin ve'einam ruyin l'shtias kakelev. Right, not a bucky in all the hot springs in the world, but Kopan, a lot of hot springs have a very strong smell, they're very whatever. If it's just a hot spring then and the water's clean, so then that's the first case. Chamei Tveria Zime, that then it's not really Shtias Kelev, so then that even when it's cool off, so that's why it's possible. Well, even into Mayim Chamim and Noivin Shehem Ruin Shtias Kelev, those are the Hanli Yadayim, like we said in Siv Vav. Mayim Meluchim O Sruchim. Oh, marim she'ein a kelv yachal ishtois behem. Nagid, let's say the Yom HaMelech. Psulim letzias sedayim. If you're by the Yom HaMelech, you want to wash your hands. You nothing else, so you can't take a cup, take from the Yom HaMelech and do letzias sedayim. I'm a bishak sherim. They make for the tefillah, but you can dip your hands in Yom HaMelech to the tefillah sedayim. The imheim achurim machas tit. If it's just muddy water, she'nisarim behem. Im a kelv yachal ishtois behem. It's just muddy water, and a kelv could drink fine. But if it's like mud, it's like mud, like a loose mud. So then it's a problem. It's going to be in the mikvah. It's too thick, they can't drink from it, so then that's it's not even called water anymore. It's like it's loose mud. Now, there's a din by mikvahs that something which is the lush of the Mishnah is you can be toivel be'ain a dog, like if you have a huge fish and you have a giant eye, you could technically be toivel if there's a bar inside, you could toivel inside the eye. If it's a big dead fish, you could be toivel in the eye if you wanted to, or inside it, because they say anything that comes from the yam is nechshav, is tchilasot min hamayim. Going chushim, adumim, or shuman, dag, or if you have a big thing of like fish fat or something like that, it's nechshav mayim. Now that's for tefillah for Adam. They use this for if I mikvah sometime, and Rosh said that the woman has a problem with her ear or something like that, and she can't go to mikvah. So they say sometimes they take fish skin and use it to plug up the ears, and it's not a chitzah because it's chlosu min amayim. It's not called a chitzah. Tefillah tzidayim, okay, it's not something like nageya, but so you had. That you have a big thing of the fish story, a big thing of shuman dog, and I don't know, whatever. So you technically you can use it for Netzilas Yadayim if it's liquid. Mayim Shereishlo Safek Yunasa Behem Malacha Olav. You don't know if it's used for Malacha. Shereishlo Safek Yunyesh Behem Kishir Im Lav. Oh, Heim Heim Tmeim O Taharim. Oh, Safek Im Natal Yadav Olav. You don't know if you don't remember if you washed your hands. Subject to the dime is tar. Whole subject to her be a dime tar. Yeshu Shereim, Yeshu Alkoza, is in Yeshu Lamai Machay, and he told Yadav, Yotu Asav in a Suffolk. You could do it, just do it. Like, why be, I'll make it. If you have more water, do it. If you're stuck, you're stuck. Hagav, Amisha Natal Yadav, the Nagav Amayim, someone who didn't wash his hands and he touches the water, will miss the Lusal Mayim Natil, will make Remayim Tvein. That's what we mentioned before. Someone who sticks their hands fills his cup, someone sticks their hands in, stam, that's not called mayim tveim. But also, lichot siyadav mimayim shenotu mehem chaveru. But, the water which a person used to, do not feel to die, and that water is tamei, that you can't use. that you can't use. So like I said, so therefore also, cases of someone, classic case, it happens often, you know, the person washes and then someone didn't wash, wipe their hands well enough, and they're running to the table, and they hit someone else's hands. Once they touch that water, we're going to touch upon that more, but that water is tamei, and therefore they'd have to wash again. We're going to get to the talachos in a little bit. But I'll upon him that, because that water is tamei. It's only when you did netilas yadayim that there goes there. And that water, you can't use it for netilas yadayim, for netilas yadayim. Hashelig v'abar v'akfor v'haglid, pirish amayim, nikfim v'avakor, ice and whatever. Hamelach, in riska, natchinas v'mayim, if you had some sort of salt and you're able to make it into liquid again. Neitlin behem, v'toivlin behem, and yesh behem kashir. Right? If you're in the snow, and there's a ground cover of snow, as long as there's a volume of snow, and then one, as long as in one place you can stick your hands, there's enough to cover your hands, so that's enough that you can do tefillah, and that's fine. Yeshu she'omesh, ein atilas v'mayim, yishonim elo b'mayim bilvad. Some say you can only use mayim. Some say yain kosher. Some say yain is kosher. Beinasan l'soicha, white wine we're talking about. Now they say not red wine. That's shinui mare, but white wine. Bein shenasan l'soicha mayim in or nasan l'soicha mayim. Elo she'asu l'asuskin l'chachida. Eishu k'nezalzav adaber choshev. Nishtane le'ilu. You're using wine to wash your hands. That you shouldn't. It's only kosher. You shouldn't do that. Right, therefore, like using 7-Up, l'chor wouldn't be a problem. Atchikovir b'rchasul la'atma. Yesh oyin datzli yayin lo, but aval ya'edom lo, because it's a different color. Yeah, therefore, using coke also l'chor would be a problem. Yesh b'sha'omer, shakol be'i peiris v'uyin l'tiyas adayin b'shasat chak, you can use orange juice. The kol shekein demutu litul yadayin b'shasat chak b'sheichar, with beer, or me'i dvash v'vushalim, dikaran, mayim. The ikar is water. So you can rush through here. Tarif Shei B'mayim Revis. That's a little complicated here. We'll start this. Tarif Shei B'mayim Revis. Sahani Mili Le'echad. You need a Revis of water to start, but that's why you have one person. Aval Shnayim Shebar Lito Ke'echad Achad in Tarif. You don't need a Revis. If you have Zeh or Zeh, as long as you start with Revis, you can do two people. He does half and he does half. Levad Shel Yasek HaKiluach. You need to keep on doing pouring. Ke'et Zahai Revis B'mayim B'kli. U'pasha Echad Yada va'achar yutzak al yado, and you after you pour it in his hands, Avashani Pasha Yadav Lamatim and Sandakh Yadarishan, the Kiluch Yorida Yadav Sharisham, Yadav Shashani Shilamatim, and he puts his hands underneath and it flows down. Yadeshneem Tahiris. Both hands are taller. Avabisha Piches Shira Revis. Shem Megiyin Yadav Shasheni Yadav Tahiris. Even though it's not Shira Revis, that's okay. Eshem Bayim is Shirei Tahara. It's called Shirei Tahara. The Yesh Matir and Filuk Shinoin Zecharzeh. And there are those posting the whole, even if you did one, stop the kiluach and then did finish the amount. Ho b'shasha hisva echa lito b'hem haya b'hem reviz. Gam l'sheni zeh, oizim v'nei shabo m'shiri tahara. It's called shiri tahara. Av there zeh, noizim mechatzi lug l'shloi sheni lechatzi lug for three people. Or ba, milug, mekama b'nei adam, you make a cheshben according to the ratio. Chol zman shema speaking hamayim lishmach l'echa l'yadam shalosh pa'amim. Now there's enough to at least get water on each thing three times or two times. Just put them all in one thing. They don't put it tightly together. All right, we'll stop here.